We've been coaching, we being Adam Sunhalter, my co-host here. He and I have been together coaching for over 15 years. My name is Jack Mancini, and we are here every Wednesday evening to talk about small business. And what we do, we gather the subjects from analyzing our clients. We have weekly clients that we meet with on a regular basis, and we kind of summarize their activity and the kinds of coaching situations that we've come up with. And basically, we then put it into a format, loose format. We're loose and easy guys here, basically, and we take that format, and we talk about the subject. Now, what we're going to do tonight, we're going to kind of wander around a little bit because this is a tough one. It sounds easy, but it's tough. And Adam's going to give you numbers where you can text us and call us and be part of the program, and we hope you are tonight. So what we're going to do, we hear this a lot, basically coming more from us, but we hear this a lot. How do you know what you don't know? Ponder that for a minute. How do you know what you don't know? Now, we put a big emphasis on the word curiosity. And that drives people who are trying to find out so much information about small business in the places that they probably otherwise wouldn't go. And they want to learn. They just, they'll take studies. They'll talk about an MBA, which we don't put that credibility for the small business attached to that MBA. But we do look for the quest for knowledge and people struggling to find out what's going on. How do you know what you don't know? That's a tough question. It's a tough question to answer because where are you starting from? You're starting from ground zero. So what we'd like to do, we're going to explore this phrase, this question, how do you know what you don't know, and see where we go tonight. We'd like you to be part of the program. So Adam, what do you think?
Well, Jack, I'm pondering that question. It is a very interesting question, but I was distracted. You talked about us being kind of loose and easy guys, right?
Well, we are. I hate to admit it, Adam, but I don't hate to admit it. I'm glad we're loose and easy guys.
Well, the first
wild and crazy
guys.
That's exactly what you're thinking of.
See, you knew
that's
it.
That's what I was going to say.
That bubbles in my head. I'm thinking wild and crazy guys.
Wild and crazy guys.
For those of you who are under the age of 40, you may not recognize that. Maybe if you're under the age of 50, I recognize it. But it was an old skit on Saturday Night Live with Steve Martin and Dan Aykroyd. And they played a couple of wild and crazy guys. I can't remember where they were from. They were from one of the Eastern Bloc European countries.
Right, with the dress and polka dots and stripes. And,
right. So people got the right image now of us being kind of loose and easy, kind of wild and crazy guys. So welcome to this week's edition of Dirty Secrets of Small Business. As Jack said, you are always, always, always welcome to be part of the show. And there's a couple ways that are pretty easy to do that. Using the same number, you can either phone call, and if you want to call and talk in, we got Scotty sitting by, take your calls. Or if you want to text us, so you can use this same number for either or. The number is 440-946-9468. Again, 440-946-9468. So the question that Jack asked the audience to ponder here was, how do you know what you don't know? And again, it almost sounds like one of those dumb questions. Like, how am I supposed to know if I don't know it, right?
That's right. That's the answer that's usually given.
Right. And I guess what we come to is where you see success. And again, this is the show's called Dirty Secrets of Success.
Of small business.
Yes. And that's what we're going to have here, some success stuff, though.
That's right.
And one of them is that folks, as you mentioned, the word curiosity, Jack, folks are appreciating that they don't know everything. Again, sound like a simple statement.
Yeah, say that again. Go on.
So people appreciate that they don't know everything. And I know we've
Wait. Those people who are searching and are curious, that would apply to them. There are a lot of people who really aren't going after the knowledge, and so they don't really apply, do they?
No, that's what we've often referred to on the show here, Jack. I know in the past, and obviously in the real world, outside, not on the air, talk about the whole idea of concept of old steel guys. And for those of you who haven't heard that before, that's doesn't matter what your gender or your age is or what business you're in. in our, you know, our neck of the woods here in the Cleveland area, there's it's known as the Rust Belt for a reason in terms of all the manufacturing that happened over the years. And so there are a lot of old steel guys we've met here that, that had companies over the years. And it's a mentality of, hey, I've kind of been there, done it. I've seen it all. You know, nothing you could tell me that I haven't kind of been through before. And they basically shut themselves off from learning new stuff.
Yeah, they don't know it. They don't know it, and they aren't curious to find out. And maybe they're curious, but they aren't willing to put through the effort. You know, that's really the thing that always gets Adam and I excited about the prospects of somebody when they tell us they're in this group or that group, or they read this book or they read that book, and they've enrolled in a class to understand some accounting or whatever it's going to be. Those kind of people are what we're after, because they're the ones who are going to learn what they don't know. To sit in a corner office and grumble and gripe and kick people out and pretend like you do know everything, that ain't the way to do it, that's for sure.
That's right. And then for those of you who have been listening to the show here for a while, you're aware, and where this started to kind of come out here in the last couple of weeks, for the appreciating what you don't know and some of the topics we want to talk about tonight, we've met with a number of graduates from the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Program here recently. And again, for those of you who are loyal listeners, you know that we introduced earlier this year a little segment once a month, and actually next week we're going to have our next Goldman graduate on, or for our Goldman 10 for 10 segment, where they'll share about their experience. So as we're meeting with several of these folks here in the last couple of weeks, as we're preparing and filling our calendar here for the rest of the year to get to know some of the folks, we were very, I guess, not surprised, given the fact that these folks have all been through this program. You know, as you mentioned, Jack, about books and other things that are out there, different classes. Obviously, the Goldman program is kind of a version of a class. People getting dropped in for 3 months for a day a week to learn about business and the basic building blocks of business. And it's for folks who are in business already, and it's helping them learn more of those kind of things. And as we were talking to the folks, one of the common themes that came through that was how impressed they were, or surprised they were, or encouraged they were as they got to know their fellow classmates, even though they were in perhaps very different businesses, how they saw tremendous commonality and similarity there in terms of what was going on with, hey, we're dealing with people issues over here, I'm dealing with marketing issues to be able to kind of grow my sales over here, I'm dealing with some cash flow issues here to kind of pinch here, or I got a customer who's going bad on me here. What it might be, as they're sharing different stories about stuff, the understanding and appreciation, and how do you discover, again, come back to the original question here for the show, Jack, of how do I know what I don't know? And as I'm listening to other folks share their stories and talk about what they're doing, I start to recognize, hey, I don't know about that, or I might know about that. Or, you know, again, as we deal with the owners, the owners often have a challenge in terms of what should I focus on.
Well, how do you draw from ground zero? You don't. That's why it's such a difficult problem. But when you're sitting with a group of peers, even though they have different companies and the like, the problems are framed the same way. In other words, it's going to be marketing and sales, and it's going to be HR items. And all of a sudden here you walk into a room like that, and you don't know what you don't know, right? But after you start to hear different stories, different comments, you're starting to hear things you don't know. Now, you know, and people talking about it, and all of a sudden you start to be able to relate to those things. And after X number of weeks, you become way more aware of the things that you didn't know walking in. And that's how you learn. That's basically how you learn what you don't know. You know, how do you do that? Where do you get that knowledge? Well, you get that knowledge from groups like that and from exercises like that. That being what the Goldman Sachs program takes you through, but what coaching takes you through, what reading books can take you through. You have to be curious, and you have to commit some time and effort. And by God, you know, your level of what you don't know rises considerably, and you end up learning quite a bit of knowledge by just being in that kind of environment for several months.
Yeah, let me give an example. Like we were, as I mentioned, we talked to several folks, and one of the folks we're going to have on in April, who's a Goldman graduate, is a company called Rust Belt Riders, and we're meeting with one of the owners, Michael, last week. And Michael's a philosophy major. Okay. And
a philosophy major. That's right. In the compost business, huh?
Correct. Right. And so, you know, he says, yeah, you know, here I am, a philosophy major, and you know, that didn't necessarily prepare me for what I'm doing today, but he, you know, came out of school with his degree, but he didn't stop learning at that point. He talked about how they've taken different courses, whether it be through MIT or much as it pains me to say, the Ohio State University's agricultural school down in Worcester, or tapping into other scientists who are out there. But again, they're out there asking questions and searching, right? Searching.
We had another one today. What was his degree in?
His degree was in aeronautics.
Aeronautics. And he's into the compost business. How in the world did he end up there?
The one today is in the pickle business.
You're right. I'm getting right. Mixed up.
No, that's okay.
You are right. So, you are absolutely right. In the pickle business.
The pickle business, right? And so, you know, we'll have him on here later this year, too. But again, searching. The one today is Andrew. Andrew talked about being a voracious reader. Right, and he's always kind of been that way. So, and he almost, you know, as he describes it, he'll tell a story when we have him on here later in the year. But about how he had to get worn down by somebody who was part of the program who kept on asking him over and over, and finally, after a few cocktails, he relented and decided to kind of join in. But he's always constantly learning about stuff, and that desire, that searching. And so, part of what we wanted to kind of cover tonight is talking about that search, about that curiosity, about what places can you look? How do you start to get into that rhythm and start to know more about the things you don't know about and recognize what things you should be knowing more about, what things you should be asking questions about? And, you know, people are often surprised. You know, we had one of our clients, Ben Ide, was on last month. You know, Ben's a graduate of the Goldman Sachs program as well. And so he was sharing his story. We know Ben very well. In addition to being, you know, part of the Goldman Sachs group that he was part of, he also is part of what's known as a 20 group, which is basically a peer group that meets several times a year. And people are surprised. Okay, so he went through that Goldman program, and he's part of this 20 group, and he's also
being coached.
He's also being coached by you guys. So why is he doing all that stuff? Why is he doing all that stuff?
Because he's curious, right? He's curious, and he's committing to learn. And his level of knowledge that he didn't have a couple of years ago has risen considerably. He's a pretty sophisticated business guy now.
That's right, and he appreciates what he doesn't know. And for those of you who heard the show, if you didn't hear the show, you can go back and listen to it. It's on our website, Dirty Secrets of Small Business. He talked about how he dropped out of high school, folks. Okay, he went back and got his GED, but he didn't even finish high school. No college degree, whether it be in philosophy or aeronautics or something else. He's learned. He's learned through this. You know, he's 46 years old. So he's learned over the last almost 30 years about the business stuff because he's searching. He's curious about that. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about, again, how do you know what you don't know? How do you do that? So stay tuned. We'll talk more about that. I'm Adam Sunhalter.
Beats me, Adam. I'm Jack Mancini.
All right, and we're wild and crazy guys, or we're
wild and crazy guys,
or relaxed and fun guys, whatever it might be. We're having a lot of fun here. We always have fun here, so stay tuned. We got more Dirty Secrets of Small Business coming your way here on Integrity Radio, WINT 1330 AM, 101.5 FM, and online, WINTradio.com.
Hey, used to be the swing, sing-a-ling.
All right. Welcome back to Dirty Secrets of Small Business. I'm Adam Sunhalter.
And I'm Jack Mancini, and it's good to be back, Adam. I missed you.
That's right. I think you were here all the time, weren't you, Jack?
Maybe. Are you the guy? Oh, yeah. All right, yeah.
We're having one of those nights.
I don't miss you.
All right, we're talking about tonight, how do you know what you don't know as a business owner? It's something we talk with a lot of folks about. I think people have heard that phrase, a version of that phrase before. In our opening, we talked about respecting what you don't know and the value of curiosity and searching and looking for some stuff. And we mentioned a lot of different things that are out there. But you know, let's start with some simple stuff. You know, one of the things that we talked about, Jack, was reading. So those of you out there, you know, when's the last time you read a good book, a good business book that you've had a chance to kind of read? Whether you've read it or have it on audio book, whatever it might be, but you know, when's the last time you actually read a business book?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I'll bet you, Adam, if I were to venture a guess, and I'm not going to look it up, but I'll bet you 75% of the people out there have not read a good book in 5 years.
It's one of those things that with today, there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of ways to get the information. So for those who aren't fond of, let's say, reading books, again, you take it in different ways. Audiobooks are great. For those of us who are mobile and drive a lot, what a great way to pass the time while you're able to kind of take some things in and be able to learn some stuff. But there are a lot of very, very good business books out there. In fact, you know, one of the books that helped kind of inspire and launch our coaching business was a book called The E-Myth Revisited by a guy named Michael Gerber.
Right.
That a client of ours turned us on 2 years ago, and it's been a fantastic book. I mean, one of the things that books can do is, again, they can provide a lot of very good inspiration for you, some perspective, and like a lot of things, you know, it may not give you the guide or the exact answer you're looking for, but again, a good business book can give you at the very least some pretty good nuggets you can take and bring it back into your business. At the best, what it can do is it can help you revamp your entire business in terms of what's kind of going on, where if you read that right book at the right time, I mean, it's almost like a godsend, Jack, where it's like, hey, all the questions I was having and even ones I didn't know I was having.
It frames those problems.
Right, it's here and being addressed for me. You know?
That's right. That book, it takes a pretty complex subject and makes it very simple. That's why it's such a good book, and it has a good reputation. Somebody can read it over a weekend and get it. You know, it isn't full of a lot of business terms and accounting and legal issues, and it touches on things in a way that you can grasp it and register it. Now you got a foundation to keep moving to learn more and more. That's how you gain knowledge. That's one example, Adam, that's of reading a book.
So something you could do, I would agree, Jack, your numbers are probably pretty darn good in terms of folks who haven't read books or aren't necessarily in the habit of reading those books. And so I'll put a challenge out there. Here we are, we're in late March. So we got another 9 months to go this year, Jack. So we always like to get things kind of started relatively simply. So can you pick out one book this year? Just one book for this year. We got nine plus months to go here, where you could find it, get it, and be able to kind of go through it. Again, whether it be physically reading the book, whether it be an audio book, I don't care what it's going to be. But to be able to search around and find, ask some people about, you know, books that they'd recommend. You can do even a simple Google search about, you know, top business books and kind of, you know, scan through ones that, you know, hear some little excerpts on it. Within an hour or two, I got to believe you can find a very good book that's hitting you right between the eyes, much like the E-Myth did for us, Jack, back in the day.
I agree with you. Yeah, I think that's a good challenge to take, you know, it's reasonable, it's fun. If you read one book by the end of April, chances are you'll probably read four or five by the end of December. So it's a good challenge, one that will give anybody, I don't care where you are in the business spectrum of knowledge, it'll give anybody a boost of confidence and learning even more, you know, which is what you want. You can never learn everything. You can't learn enough. So that's a very good suggestion. Good challenge.
Well, as often the case, Jack, here I'll put out a goal for folks to get one read this year, and of course you ramped it up and said get it read by the end of April, right?
Right.
I noticed that. It's good. That's often how our clients work too. We'll get some numbers down or some projections down, whatever it's going to be, and we'll agree upon it. And then Jack just ups it. Hey, you think you can do this? Let's increase it to that, right? Hey, you think you can get a book done this year? Let's get a book done by the end of next month.
That's right, because you can do it. You can do it when you put your mind to it, and then it's fun. I mean, reading, not so much reading as gaining knowledge. Gaining knowledge is fun. So how do you do it? Well, we'll talk about a few of them, and if anyone wants to join the fray here, come on in.
Right. So there are a number of books. There are a number of books that are classics that have been out there for a while. Again, you know, E-Myth is probably, 30 years old at this point, Jack, or 20 years old.
Is it that old?
At least. Oh, yeah.
Seemed like only yesterday, like it always does.
That's right. So books are one great category. Again, how do I know what I don't know? So you can start there. That's a very safe place to start, let's say, Jack, right? Because I do it in the privacy of my own brain, right? Here I am with myself reading or listening to the audiobook, and my kids appreciate this when we go on long trips because I usually listen because I'm the guy who's driving now. It'll probably change as we get older, but I'm the guy driving now. So I get to put on the speakers what I want to listen to. They've had to listen to a lot of books over the years. But let's start with the book. Again, it's done. It's a relatively safe place to start. Now, if we're going to venture out, Jack, if we're going to venture out beyond just our own selves and beyond a book, a good place to maybe start something like that is you take a look around for some different seminars or workshops in your area. And, so we'll speak about, the Cleveland area here. We're very fortunate and blessed to have a lot of universities and colleges and community colleges in the area. A lot of folks that are offering different kind of courses there. We also have a lot of groups that are offering things. There's a lot of nonprofits that are out there. There's a lot of other things that are trying to help. We just presented a few weeks back at the Women Business Center, which it's a nonprofit helping to obviously focus on women who own companies, help to educate them about business stuff. You got groups like Jumpstart here in town. There's a lot of stuff that's out there where there are folks who are offering seminars and workshops where it'll typically be an hour, 2 hour thing. They may have it first thing in the morning. They may have ones at lunch. They may have ones in the evening. They're all different times of day, all different topics you can think about. But if you start to kind of search around and look in your area, there's got to be some seminars, some workshops, something out there where it's gonna strike an interest in you. Again, much like we're talking about trying to look for a book, right? As you're looking through descriptions of different workshops or seminars that are out there, what things? Again, it's things that are going to, again, even just going through that process, Jack, I think you're going to read through and stuff and go,
sure,
hey, what's this thing mean? Right? Where are the titles going to be, right?
You're gaining knowledge just by trying to find a seminar to go to. That's a great example, Adam, to sit in a seminar. You're going to meet some people. You're going to meet some like-minded people who have committed to, pay whatever fee is necessary to get in that group. They're going to be entertained, hopefully, a little bit, but more importantly, they're going to learn some business information, things that they never knew before or had little insight in terms of how it worked. They've heard of it, but they've never really explored it. That's all it takes to get going. And so many people just don't take advantage of it. And the biggest reason is they don't have time. They don't have time to fill their brain with knowledge that can make them work smarter and gain advantages against their competitors. It's just a great way to go. But that's how you do it. Those are two ways. Are there any other ways, or is that it?
Now, depending on your style, Jack. So if I go from the book, which can be very comfy for you, to a seminar or workshop, and all of a sudden I'm stepping out into the world a little bit. So it's a little more exposure, but not a ton. Because, again, often you're going to these seminars or workshops, depending who's the instructor who's leading it, might be a little bit interactive, but often you can sit there and take information in, maybe ask some questions, or you can just be in the audience and let other folks kind of ask questions. But you have that, I don't say it's a danger, Jack, but all of a sudden you have the danger of all of a sudden you're going out in the world and you're going to be exposed to some people and you might not know something or you might look a little silly, or perhaps, again, there's a lot of those things that people will get in their minds in terms of trying to talk themselves out of.
That's right.
Doing something like
that's
that.
That's right. We see that often. You're absolutely right.
Where it can almost seem kind of intimidating, And so that's a big challenge for a lot of folks. So to get out and find something and go attend it. Again, most of these workshops we're talking about are low cost to no cost. It takes a little bit of your time to kind of go there and be able to be exposed to stuff and see what's kind of going on. So it's an important thing.
And what's cool is you're talking about those seminars. That's really important too. It's the resources.
I can't hear you, Scotty. Scotty's talking. We got a little technical issue kind of going on here. So
okay.
We'll get that corrected during the break here. But I want us to talk over you, or you're asking us questions. I can't hear you, Scotty. Sorry, bud. But so getting those seminars, those workshops to kind of get out and see folks is, again, a second step. Again, the first baby step is kind of a book to kind of read, something like that. That first baby step beyond that is going to be. It's going to be going and trying some seminars, trying some workshops, some things like that they're going to work pretty well for you to be able to kind of get you out there. And again, the beauty of that is the book you can't interact with, Jack. If I go to a seminar or workshop, I have some folks I can ask questions to, because if that topic's a good topic for me, I have a situation probably that's going on in my business that I want to talk about.
That's right.
And the person leading the workshop or seminar might be somebody who can answer the question for me. Or if I'm, I got some good folks who are in that audience with me, I can ask them. Then it could be, part of what I ask afterwards. So, again, if you're going there I'm trying to get a question answered, I'm trying to get more on this topic, it's a good way to kind of, again, get it more customized, I guess, Jack, instead of a book where, again, the book's the book. That's, taking years or thousands of hours to get that book to where the book is. But so it's not going to be necessarily customized per se. But for that workshop or seminar, I can have some customization to it where, again, you're starting to kind of dig in and really get to the question that you have to hopefully help answer that for your business, to help make things move a little better. So that's a good thing to kind of keep in mind in terms of one of those options. And there are a bunch more, and we'll get to those.
So how do you know what you don't know? This is what we're trying to talk about tonight. Well, not trying to. We are talking about it tonight. How do you know what you don't know? How do you gain knowledge? How do you gain that? Adam just gave two good examples on how to do that.
All right, so we got more to share. We'll get into this, and I got some more stories to share, too, about folks who have had some good success with this. We'll talk about more of that when we come back, so stay tuned. I'm Adam Sunhalter.
And I'm Jack Mancini.
And we got more Dirty Secrets of Small Business coming your way, so stay tuned here on Integrity Radio, WINT 101.5 FM and 1330 AM, and online, WINTradio.com.
Just walking down the street, trying to escape the city.
All right. Welcome back to Dirty Secrets of Small Business. I think we got our technical issue figured out in the break, so I think we can hear Scotty now, so he's not just talking to himself, which is good. So
that's right.
But welcome back here on Dirty Secrets of Small Business. I'm your co-host, Adam Sunhalter.
Hello, Adam. I'm Jack Mancini.
Hello, Jack Mancini.
If you didn't know that before.
That's right. So we've been talking about tonight, how do you know what you don't know as a business owner? And so we've been kind of laying out and framing some stuff. We shared a couple of simple ways in the last segment about ways to kind of go out and get information. One was about getting some books, and one was about looking at some seminars and workshops. And let me go a different tact here. And we had a client recently. Now, this one might be really kind of scary for some folks. I just want to give you a warning on this, okay? But here's something that a client of ours did recently. Now, they have...
Warning.
That's our official... We going on. It's like a submarine warning, Jack. Right, going underwater. Everybody getting the sub. So they did something that was very, very helpful, very good. I think there are a number of folks that will use something like this. They took a little field trip. I guess that's probably the best way to kind of try to describe this, Jack. So they have some facilities, and they're looking at revamping their facilities, perhaps even rebuilding the facilities. And so our client took a handful of his top people, and they went on a field trip for about a week, and they went over to Europe. Now, it sounds like a fun European vacation. I mean, who wouldn't want to go to Europe for a week, Jack? Wouldn't that be a lot of fun?
Oh, yeah.
So
I'm all excited about that one.
So a lot of fun things happen when you go on field trips. But what they were doing is they were going to tour a bunch of facilities over there that were in the same business that they're in, not competing because they're in different parts of the world, but they wanted to take everybody, and they took people from engineering, from production, from sales, from different parts of the organization, to bring them through these different facilities to start to see. And it wasn't just the owner going by himself to do this stuff. He wanted to bring the team to be able to see, because they're going to see things that he's not seeing, because their experience, their background, what gravitates to them is often going to be very different. And folks are often surprised that, hey, can I call up somebody who's maybe a competitor or might be viewed as a competitor, or somebody who, to ask them, hey, would you guys mind taking us on a tour of your place to kind of show us around a little bit? And again, not necessarily knowing what you're looking for, per se. You have some idea kind of walking in there, right?
Want those, yeah. You'll get an idea by walking around a more modern facility. That was the whole objective there.
Yeah, it's something just different way of kind of going about doing things. And what that does is starts to really challenge all of the assumptions that are part of your business in terms of what you're doing, how you're doing it, the ways you're going about doing it. And also, it'll reinforce a lot of things for you in terms of things that you're probably doing pretty well that either maybe A, you don't recognize, or maybe B, maybe you didn't recognize it was that much better than some other folks. You're kind of going through, hey, we do a great job of that, or not so good job over here. But again, to be able to kind of go out, and I say people can often be scared because it'd be kind of painful to kind of go out and see. And this reminds me of one of the guys we were talking to last week, Jack, and this was Ken. He talked about when he was getting ready to, or what kind of helped trigger him for the whole Goldman Sachs thing was, he said, I'm looking around at all these other owners, and I'm trying to figure out, how do they always know what to do right? How come they're always doing things right and I'm not?
That's right.
That was the impression that he had.
That's right.
Right?
Oh, because of his ignorance.
Right.
That's right.
So being on the outside looking in.
Stupid, ignorant.
Right. So being on the outside looking in, thinking, hey, they have it all figured out. They have all the answers. They, you know, they aren't making a lot of the same missteps or mistakes that I'm making or bumping
along.
All
because he didn't know what he didn't know.
Right.
I mean, that's what happens. That's what the ignorance that I'm talking about is all about. It basically, you don't know. So how do you evaluate situations that you're in? If you're drawing from almost an empty well, you're going to have bad decisions. You're going to have bad conclusions. So if you continue to learn and continue to challenge things you don't know by being curious and talking to people and doing things that we're suggesting here, you're going to basically become more knowledgeable. Your decisions are going to be better, and your success should be forthcoming.
Right. And so, like, to give you an example, a couple of the nuggets that came from our client that I was talking about, things that came out were things like slow down production.
Oh, that's so big.
Right?
Yeah.
The slow down the production, instead of, hey, let's get more of these things done faster, maybe we need to slow down a little bit in terms of what we're doing. Well, what does that do? All of a sudden, it makes it a little bit easier on the equipment. They're having some issues with things breaking down. Well, if we do it a little bit slower, all of a sudden we're able to put less stress on what's going on with the equipment. Or they had different things that were there. They had more equipment and, you know, versus what our client had. And so again, it was things that were, again, I'll use the word counterintuitive, Jack. Where again, it's just like, this can't work, right? It was, again, I've given the example before from Cole Trickle and Days of Thunder, right, in terms of driving fast and driving slow and having better results, right? Same thing, where it's also, hey, we can do better by often maybe kind of going slower. So, again, a field trip. So who would you take a field trip to see? And it could be a competitor, somebody in your business. It could be a different kind of business, right? I mean, because, again, one of the common themes that we know, we've known, but it's always fun to hear folks discover this, and a lot of the Goldman folks we've talked to, that they've been through the 10,000 Small Business Program, Jack, almost everyone to a T has mentioned that, where, again, it's, hey, I was walking in the room, and I was thinking, what do these people know about my business, or I was scared, or whatever it might be, but then very quickly realizing, hey.
They changed their mind, and everyone's in the same boat.
They're just like me.
That's right.
Right? They saw themselves there. And so, you know, go, if you know, if you own a technology company, to go tour a bagel shop. Why not? You're seeing what they're doing and learn what's kind of going on. Again, just because you're making a new app for somebody and they're making a bagel, well, again, who cares?
Well, the reason that works is because there's really common areas of what we'll call business segments that exist in every company. You have to have marketing to get sales. You have an administrative function that encompasses quite a bit depending on the type of business you're in. You have a product or a service, and you should know how to define that, but it's surprising how difficult that can be sometimes. In other words, you have the same issues that every company has conceptually, that, you know, the sameness all of a sudden starts to fill your brain when you're in these different groups and you're curious to find out what's going on. So you're trying to learn, and all of a sudden you do learn. And, you know, it's a process that basically, if you commit within a year or two, you'll surprise yourself in terms of what you do know. And again, success should follow. How in the world can you be successful? Well, you can, you know, through the luck of the draw. But how can you be successful if you don't have the knowledge to execute what you have to do to get your company profitable? How can you do it?
You have to lay the groundwork. That's what you need to do. You lay the groundwork. You talk to other business owners and like you said, walking around their facility, see similarities and differences between the two, and realizing maybe some things that you could do differently that can help your company, and things that, you know, maybe you should do it your way, or maybe take some ideas from what they do and can combine them together. Use all the hours that everybody's been on this earth together. All
that's
the hours
how,
that Adam's been
works.
On, Jack's
that's how
been
it works,
on.
Scotty.
I mean, that's the way it goes.
That's what we're gonna do. So let me go. I'm getting more uncomfortable as the show goes on here. Well, I'm not getting uncomfortable, but you might be as I'm talking to you in terms of the audience here. So we start with very simple, easy things like books, and seminars or workshops, and going on a field trip. So the reason why I say it's going to get more uncomfortable, those are things where you aren't having to expose yourself. Right, not necessarily in a bad way, right? But I mean, you're reading about a book. You're going to a seminar to learn. You're touring somebody else's facility. It's all stuff you're learning. You aren't having to open up and share some of your deepest, darkest secrets, or maybe things you aren't kind of sure about, right? So I see I'm gonna get more uncomfortable here now as we start to kind of step down this path here, Jack, in terms of how do you start to figure out what you don't know. So the Goldman Sachs program is an example of a course that we know a lot of folks have taken. You know, there's about 8,000 graduates now here in the U.S., so a lot of folks have taken it across the country. But there are a lot of courses that are like that. Or if you get into what we've referred to it here, Jack, we should probably talk a little bit about this, which is peer groups. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So there are different ones that are out there. You know, if you search something like a 20 group or a forum group, or there's something called the Alternative Board. There's Vistage. There's a bunch of groups, different shapes and sizes. You know, but basically at their core, it's a group of peers. Okay, so you know, business owners that are of similar kind of size, usually. Could be in different businesses, could be in the same business but not competing. Maybe they're in different geographies, right? So they take different shapes and sizes. But again, it's all of a sudden you're coming and you aren't coming to read about it or take a shop or take a tour. You're coming to participate, okay?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And so you're coming to, one of our favorite words, Jack, one of our seven keys, you're coming to present. You're going to come present yourself. You're going to come present your company. And that can be...
very daunting. Yeah, how many people can present their business well? Not many. I mean, that's for sure, Adam.
But to do it amongst folks, and often you might go in that room, and you know, depending how this group forms, maybe it's a group that's already been around for a little bit, and the folks in the room kind of know each other, and you're the new person there, and you're kind of coming in, and well, what do I do? What do I talk about? You know, how do I start to open up? Because chances are you may never open to people. You maybe talk to your CPA about a few things, or your lawyer, your banker, or but maybe you talk to your significant other about stuff. You know, because you know. But even then, this may be the first time you're really trying to open up, and you're gonna maybe ask a question, or you're gonna look for some help. You aren't quite sure. It could be very very intimidating. And I think a lot of folks probably talk themselves out of going to something like that before they even try it.
I think so. It's a form of public speaking, wouldn't you say?
Okay, that's a good fear
too.
And
people are scared,
right.
many of them to death, you know, of getting in front of a group and actually describing themselves, their business. I mean, it's just, and in order to present well, you got to know your subject pretty well. And if you're going to be talking about business and you don't know what you're talking about, it's not too cool.
Right. Or part of, you know, what's good is, I guess if we're stepping through here, again, if you've gone through, you know, like books or seminars or workshops, or you've gone on a little field trip and you start to ease into it a little bit, you may start to realize, hey, okay, I'm seeing things that relate to me, or I'm seeing, hey, everybody doesn't have it all figured out, Jack. They're kind of learning along the way. And, you know, usually you get to that because, again, whatever you've been reading or you've been going to the seminar or workshop, it hasn't quite hit it. You know, hit the target. It's been close to what my challenge is, Jack, but I can't quite get there. So this peer group type thing might be an answer for me in terms of kind of going there. But you got to be ready. You got to be ready when you're going to go into something like this. And we'll talk about that a little bit when we come back in terms of what do you got to do with that? What other options are out there as well? So we're going to kind of, again, we're continuing to delve into this and peel back these layers here, Jack. And how do you know what you don't know? We're going to have more coming here, so stay tuned. I'm Adam Sunhalter.
And I'm Jack Mancini. Yes, we got more coming, so sit back and enjoy.
All right, I got more Dirty Secrets of Small Business coming your way here, so stay tuned on Integrity Radio, WINT, 1330 AM, 101.5 FM, and online, WINTradio.com.
Just walking down the street, trying to escape the city.
All right. All right. We're easing back in here to the last segment. We're
easy going, easy guys, easy. Wild and crazy guys.
All right, so we're talking about how do you know what you don't know. We've kind of been leading up, and we've been getting you more uncomfortable during the course of the show. So hopefully you stuck with us as we're starting to get into some of the more uncomfortable stuff about peer groups. But there also be, you know, as often the case, we get our biggest growth, Jack, when we're uncomfortable. Right? That's part of what we like to refer to as the growing pains, right?
That's very good. That's a very good statement. That is. That's what growing pains are all about.
So one of the things you got to do and you got to prepare if you're going to join one of these peer groups or if you get accepted to one of these peer groups, maybe, you know, because often they could be very exclusive, right, in terms of what they want to kind of do. And if you want to get into one of these things, what you got to be able to do is you got to be very open and very honest about stuff. Why do I say that? Because if you aren't...
Why do you say that, Adam?
Because if you aren't, right, and you're going in there, you're keeping secrets, you're only giving a little bit of information out. Part of what happens with the peer groups, okay, is your peers are there to help you, okay? So if you aren't giving them the right or all the information, it's going to be hard for them to be able to help you. And so, again, many of us, and especially us males, Jack, we have some trouble admitting... If I can't find place, I can't ask for directions, okay? So admitting I don't know something or admitting that I'm wrong about something or telling you a story where I totally screwed stuff up.
Very common. That is still very common in our culture.
Yeah, that's not what I want to necessarily lead with. But these groups are that safe place for that. You know, part of what happens in these groups is, you know, what's said there stays there, you know? We just had a client we were seeing this morning, Jack, who's recently joined a group like this, right? And... this group is a group where they'll travel to different parts of the country because they're in the same industry, but they're geographically separate, so they aren't competitors. And so they get together on a regular basis. And so he came back from a weekend plus a couple of days of touring around different facilities, talking to these folks. And as you might imagine, he comes back, you know, late last night, early this morning, and his head is just swimming with ideas and what's going on. Again, this kind of group only meets, you know, once a quarter, once every 4 months, because a lot of the ideas that kind of get put out there, they aren't things you go back and you put into play tomorrow. A couple times you might, but usually it's stuff that takes a little bit of time.
That's right. You got to muster the group together, and you got to do some research and planning and meetings, and yeah, you're right.
And a big part of what makes these groups work, and what you'll see is you'll see there's often some different experiences in there, right? You may have somebody who's been in business for, let's say, 4 or 5 years, and somebody's been in business for 30 years. And you wonder, gee, what can that fellow who's been in business for 4 years teach that woman who's been in business for 30 years about? And you'd be amazed, again, the openness and the honesty of what kind of goes on. Your experience is still different from theirs.
Yeah, it takes your life's experiences, and none of us travel the same path all the time, no matter who you are. So those experiences come out, if you're honest, like you're saying, Adam, and people are going to pull something from that. There's going to be a nugget or two or three that, geez, I didn't know that, or I'd like to know more about that. All of a sudden, again, your head is filled with an idea. Your head's filled with something that you didn't know. And that's what we're talking about today. How do you understand? How do you get to know what you don't know?
Right.
How do you do that?
Right.
You know? Well, that's how you do that. You don't do it sitting alone in an office somewhere and insulating yourself from engaging. You can learn at any age. It doesn't make any difference. I mean, you have to execute. You have to have that curiosity, that desire, and then commit. Very easy.
A big part of what you see often with folks when they come in to these groups, even if they aren't going to ask questions that month or that quarter, whatever it's going to be, they like going and helping other people. That's part of what we love about the small business world is people want to help each other. That's a big part of where that starts to happen. And it was funny too, Jack, as let me come back to some of the recent Goldman Sachs folks we've come into contact with. What happens with that program is, you know, it's a very intense program. It's, you know, basically a day plus a week for 3 months. And then they kind of, I don't want to say they drop you, but again, they have their next course coming in. You know, the next group of students kind of, you know, coming in. And so what's interesting is a lot of these groups on their own continue to meet on a regular basis. Maybe they've got, out of 35 people, maybe they've got 8 or 10 or 12 people that every month they're getting together.
Now, why is that, Adam? Why do they like to do that?
Well, again, they've got a group now where they've had some pretty intense time with, I guess maybe, you know, make a military example, Jack, kind of like boot camp together. They've kind of been in that boot camp together for a three-month period. They've maybe for the first time in their life exposed themselves or exposed some of their weaknesses.
Oops, wait a minute. Yeah, okay.
When it comes to a business standpoint, Jack.
Oh,
sorry,
okay.
I'm making that motion of opening my thing, and Jack's getting the wrong idea. So they're exposing themselves and their business in terms of what's kind of going on. And so, yeah, they're up there. They're naked and afraid, Jack, in terms of what's kind of going on. They've lived through that, and they've realized, hey, it's not so bad. In fact, it's very helpful to be able to kind of be that way. And they realize that, hey, if I don't have this on a regular basis, I'm going to miss it. You know, I enjoy talking to my folks. I enjoy helping them with things if they're struggling with stuff. Or I like to be able to kind of come there and bounce an idea off of them. And maybe I don't wait for our monthly meeting. Maybe I call them in between just to kind of stuff. But again, they start to understand that, hey, as we discussed numerous times on the air, Jack, and I don't know how many thousands of times off the air, how lonely it can feel as an owner.
Absolutely. You know, to have somebody to talk to is energizing, it's enlightening, it's productive, it's all the good kinds of things. That's why they're so popular. That's why people like to join groups or have coaches or whatever it might be.
Well, I was going to get that. So I'm continuing to kind of go further down into those levels. And so often what happens, though, too, again, I'm a picture of being a group of 10 people. We're meeting for an hour or two, you know, once a month, let's say. Well, if I keep coming to that group, Jack, and I'm the one dominating the group, I got all the questions, and you guys are always helping me, chances are they're probably going to kick me out of the group eventually. Or they're going to say, hey, you know what? You might need a little more. Like, you know, this group isn't designed to come here and a support group for Jack here. We're here to help you for free, Jack, right? I want to get some help too or some ideas. So you might need a little more. With stuff you're going through, it's a little more intense. That's where something like what we do from a coaching standpoint, you know, where people get that more one-on-one attention. Where, hey, again, we've gone from all the way from the books, Jack. Now all of a sudden I'm taking all the way down to like a one-on-one coaching type thing.
Okay.
Where all of a sudden, I really need, again, I've read books. I've got some stuff. I've kind of around the target of what I want to do. I'm not quite there. I'm going to some seminars, little bits of nuggets here and there. You know, I'm starting to kind of maybe get involved with a little tour that I learned a few things there. And I even joined a peer group. That was good for a while. And I still want to be part of that because I get some good stuff there.
Curiosity at work.
Now all of a sudden I'm going,
feeding on itself.
I need a little more. I got some more questions. I got more things I got to work on. I want to help me kind of work through some of the stuff. Again, my peer group's not going to necessarily give me the how-to per se, or they're not going to work with me each time to kind of work through the problem. I need somebody to help me maybe work through some ideas or work through figuring out how to solve this problem.
That's right.
That's where things like the one-to-ones come. And by the time people get to us, again, it's, you know, we often will meet folks, and you know, I think we've mentioned this on the air numerous times. We have a coachability quiz. We're surveying people to see if they're coachable or not. So it happens a lot where we'll meet people, and the timing isn't right. Hey, Jack, the timing isn't right now, but it's a matter of when, not if. We know that you're a good fit, that we're a good fit for you, you're a good fit for us, but the timing isn't quite ready yet. And then maybe at some point during that, maybe they're in between the going on a little field trip and joining a peer group. Hey, I just joined a peer group. Maybe I think it might be enough for what I want to kind of do right now, right? And they need a year or two of that before they realize, hey, it's not quite, I need more. And they call us back. Say, hey. Remember me? Yeah, okay, hey, I think I'm ready now, right? And so the timing is a big part of this stuff. As we went through, again, I want to give a little bit of a wrap-up here. We've got a few minutes to go, but I want to just kind of...
Keep going. You're on a roll, bud.
Reassess in terms of, again, you don't need to start with the books. You can start with coaching. It depends where you are. You may have gone through some of that spectrum already that we talked about on tonight's show. But to be able to kind of plug in, again, what we're trying to do is we're trying to make some sense of that question, Jack. How do you know what you don't know and figure more things out? So we're trying to give you a little roadmap here about a handful of things you can do to try to walk through and step through in order to be able to kind of get to that point where you start to know more about things you don't know about today. And there's different ways to engage, and people will try to engage, and some people may go all the way to the end. Hey, you know what? I'm going to skip all those things. I'm going to go right to that coaching thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You might be ready for that. You might be okay with being open. You might be, you know, some people are just an open book anyway. You know, no matter whether they're in private or public, they'll just kind of blurt stuff out there. So they're okay putting things out there. It just depends where you are. In terms of what's important to you and kind of what you're comfortable kind of talking about and what you're looking for. So, again, there are a lot of ways, and you mentioned that word early on, Jack, that's very key here, which is the curiosity.
If you don't have curiosity, nothing's going to move. You know, we could continue to suggest ways to get knowledge and gain knowledge, But if you aren't going to educate yourself, and if you aren't curious enough to turn that into motivation to go find out about other businesses, about other business aspects and applications of business, and if you aren't, you know, if you aren't willing to do that, you aren't going to gain knowledge. You'll never really advance on how do you know what you don't know. How do you? You don't. We've been talking about this now for an hour, and we could talk more. We could talk several hours on this subject because it's complex enough. But you got to commit. You got to be curious, and things will happen.
All right. So I think we hopefully gave some more insight and got rid of some of the confusion. We appreciate you being part of the show tonight. And you can go back and listen to the show. If you miss any parts of this, you can go to our website, dirtysecretsofsmallbusiness.com. All the episodes are there. The podcast will get there, you know, tomorrow or the next day. It's there. Join us next week. As I mentioned before, we have one of our Goldman 10 for 10s coming up next week with Mike DeStefano from DMS Management Solutions. He'll be in studio with us next week to kind of share his story. So please join us next Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, for more Dirty Secrets of Small Business here on Integrity Radio, WINT 1330 AM, 101.5 FM, and online, WINTradio.com.